Musician Darren Burke's in with me. Hi, Darren, how are you?
Greg, how you doing?
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks very much for
and staying in last night so that you're nice and fresh. What are you laughing at?
Tried to have manners anyway.
Very good.
Yeah.
Originally from down the county, Frosses, Inveraria. Yeah. You're Kilcooney Port New now.
Yeah.
You're holding down a full-time job, you're doing your music, you're loving life.
Yeah, it's all good now. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to the weekends all the time, so busy all the time, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, music all the time. So.
17 you started.
Yeah.
It's kind of late enough, isn't it?
Late enough, yeah. Like, I was always interested in music and that, and I had always a notion of trying to play some instrument, but a friend of mine down in Inver, Thomas McHugh, taught me a few chords and the guitar, and I kind of took it from there then, so kind of took it upon myself then to learn a few songs and whatnot. So.
And you play solo, but you've played in a band.
Yeah, it started
big out, difference?
Big difference, yeah. It was a five-piece group, Wreck and Ruin we were called. We started out, none of us ever kind of played in a band before or even played instruments, and we said we'd do a kind of a charity thing for the Irish Heart Foundation.
Right.
Back in 2008, so that took off. We done 2 years there, toured the length and breadth of the county and went down the country for a bit, and life moved on then, people got married, people had children and that, so we went solo, headed for Australia and that, and had to be done.
What was
time.
That like?
Yeah, it was good experience.
Because you were able to use the music, were you, to get along over there?
Yeah, it was a good platform. You're going out for a night, you sing, make contact with local musicians, go up and sing a song, and then they hear you, they might take you back for another night, so it was a good platform. And
excellent.
Done the length and breadth of East Coast there, Sydney, Cairns, Brisbane, that's okay.
All with
good
the guitar.
Yeah.
How's the gigging business now? Because, you know, maybe outside of the main population areas, I know in my way, used to be live bands every night of the weekend, yeah, everywhere, and all that type of thing. And then it died off a bit, obviously, because people were staying in a bit. It's coming back a bit, is it?
It's slowly coming back, yeah. Like, at the minute, like, I'm busy myself most weekends. I suppose, unfortunately, because some of the bars just can't justify paying, you know, a five-piece group.
Bands,
you know,
yeah.
You know, it's easier to give pay one man and... Mm. You know, it's great, to be honest. There's some great musicians about the county. There's some talent that people don't
even
know about.
It really is. I mean, on this programme, my eyes have been opened. You know, we've been at it now since 2014, which I can't believe. But every single week, we've another artist in, band in, and it's just like, wow, you're great. And I feel like every week I'm saying the same thing, but the depth of talent. Right, so you're working in bars, right?
Yeah.
So you have to play music... All different types of music. Have you lost your soul?
Not really.
Or
no.
Do you get in the stuff that you like, or do you just like entertaining people?
I do like entertaining people, but I try and mix it up. You play to the crowd, you know. If it's an older crowd, you'll play to them. If it's a younger crowd, you'll take all requests.
But you get the buzz too from when you hit the right notes, hit the right chords, and start the song, and you get the reaction. I mean, it's a buzz, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm all about the crack at the end of the day. You know, like, at the end of the day, you're out to entertain people, like, so you have to play what they want to hear. You can't just, you know, go and do what you want and put the head down for 2 hours, you know. But,
yeah, it's singing about your love life for 2 hours.
You know, keep it fresh. You can learn new songs every week, like,
And how current do you have to be? Well, we heard Ed Sheeran there. I'm sure a lot of people would ask you for Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
I don't know if you play him or not, but let's just say you do. If he has a new track out like that, you know, and you're thinking, right, there could be the right crowd for that tonight.
Yeah.
Would you cram it? Like,
First of all, I'll see if I can sing it first. That's number one. I would be a bit of a bluffer myself now. I would stick to the four-chord formula and that. But if I can do it and people like it, you know, if you do get requested...
But you want to be right... New, well, if you can as well.
Well, that's it. If you get requested for some songs, you're like, oh God, I don't know that.
Yeah.
I'll have it the next night.
Super.
You know, if you keep getting requests.
Right, you're going to do two bits for us. What are you going to do first?
I was just going to keep it nice and easy listening, I suppose, for a Saturday morning. So I'm going to do a Bob Dylan song.
Superb, sounds brilliant.
The Bob Dylan and the band, so it's called I Shall Be Released. So
take it away.
We'll give her a blast, sure. See, everything can be replaced, yet every distance is not near. And I remember every face of every man that put me here. I see my light come shining from the west unto the east, and any day now, and I shall be released. Every man, he needs protection. See, every man, he must fall. Yet I swear I've seen my own reflection somewhere high above the wall. I see my light come shining, and from the west unto the east. And any day now, and I shall be released. Well, yonder stands a man in this lonely crowd, a man who swears he's not to blame. And all day long I hear him shouting loud and calling out that he's been framed. I see my light come shining from the west unto the east. Any day now, and I shall be released. And any day now, and I shall be released.
Nice one, Darren. And you're keeping busy, which is good.
Keeping busy, yeah. It's just coming into that time of year now. Looking forward to the summer again, too. So you could be 3 or 4 nights a week now. So it's
Has Guitar Will Travel.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Excellent. Mm. Ever any notion of getting into the songwriting side of things, or is it just not your bag?
I've scribbled down a few bits and pieces, but there'll be nothing that I would be prepared to
make. You have to back it up, too, you know. Well, you have to go out and record it and play it and explain it and all that. It's not for everybody, you know.
Yeah, you know, hopefully down the line I can sit down and maybe pen something, you know. Yeah. But there's some serious songwriters about Donegal,
isn't there? Like, just, like,
just even going by friends on Facebook and that they're putting up some songs and that they have their own. It's you're thinking, how would you?
I would take
you,
that over that? Another Ed Sheeran Facebook cover.
I know, yeah. Like
it's just getting to the stage now. Whereas if I want to hear Ed Sheeran on Facebook, I'll probably go on his Facebook page. Yeah. But anyway, what are you going to sing for us now? Don't say Ed Sheeran. I'm only messing. I love Ed Sheeran. It's a joke.
No, I think it's a bit early for that. It's this time of the morning. Yeah. I might do a little Donegal song just to finish her off, yeah.
And you get more the summer, you'll have to change your playlist a little bit too. People's moods and crack and everything changes. You got more tourists in.
Well, that's it, yeah. Especially like the area I'm based in down there, it's just going to be a big influx of tourists now for
God.
The summer.
It's good to see it coming back. All right, Darren, what's this Donegal song then?
Well, this is, I'm not sure the name. I think it's Home to Donegal.
Let's see how we get on.
We'll give her a blast. Might just dedicate this to my grandfather, actually. He's recovering from a bit of an illness there in Donegal Hospital, so Pat James Burkle will sing this for himself there. So. The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of my homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view, and I see my home now. Soon I'll see you. We'll talk to the old folk, they're getting on. Treat them to late nights and sing a few songs. We'll talk of the neighbours and the life in the town. There's so much to tell them. Those days fly around. And this is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander 1,000 places, and my heart would lead me back home to my Donegal. And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down to St. Mary's, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and we'll pray there for those that are gone, and hope that they're proud of their wandering son. And this is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, and my heart would lead me back home to my Donegal. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, and my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. Yes, my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal.
Good man. Fair play to you, and we pass on our get well soon messages to your granddad as well.
It's come on leaps and bounds now.
Superb. I heard you were in the tavern last night in Kilcloonie, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was down about the tavern.
They text in here, hello Darren, you haven't paid your tab. No, they didn't. Says, hello Darren from all at the tavern in Kilcloonie. Great gig last night. There you go.
Yeah, we had a good night.
You'll be heading back. Listen, thanks so much for calling up. Brilliant stuff. Much.